cloning. Now, what is the real issue?
Answers with Ken Ham, best-selling author on the authority and accuracy of the Bible. Well, Ken, the news has been filled with confusing reports about the first human clone. What's the real story?
Well, first of all, a clone's a copy of an organism that has the same genetic information as the original. Now, technically, for example, identical twins are clones because one embryo divided into two. But now doctors are trying to make clones artificially. They take DNA out of adult human cells and put into eggs. Now, most researchers insist they'll never let the clones grow to maturity. Instead, they're supposedly creating embryos for their cells in order to conduct research into helping people. So what's wrong with this? Well, we're talking about people, not tissues or things. Life begins at fertilization. Human embryos are totally human, and they're being killed for their cells. Even if doctors let a clone live, many other embryos must be created and destroyed in the process. The first live mammal clone, Dolly, the famous sheep, took 277 tries to get it right. Dolly's own maker doesn't support human cloning. For people with a biblical worldview, the real issue's obvious. Since the Garden of Eden, God's given every human, even twins, a unique soul.
What about some of the other issues of today's culture wars? Ken Ham looks at gay marriage, increased abortion, and the teaching of origins in schools in a free booklet at AnswersRadio.com.